Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's Christmas!
Ho, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the third installment of the 12 Rambles of Christmas in association with Bet365. It's episode three.
Un, deux, trois.
We're getting in deep.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're going so deep we can pull out a coin.
Hang on, what happened there?
Me and Jim are doing a bit of Die Hard.
Cutting
in.
Sorry.
Ruining it.
I didn't realise ho, ho, ho was going to go.
Jim, let's do it again. Ho, ho, ho.
Now I have a machine gun.
Oh. That's nice.
Ha, ha, ha. Sorry, Marcus, carry on.
Not at all. Yeah. Right, what we're going to talk about today. Well, we've seen many and heard of many changes that football has gone through over the many years it's been around. Footballers themselves are not the same they used to be decades ago. And the way we consume football has changed as well, especially in the last 5 or 10 years, I would say. One of the big reasons for this, of course, is the internet and social media. And footballers and social media don't mix that well. All the time. The results are not only frequently hilarious, but sometimes even illegal. Yeah. Today, we are considering the online footballer.
Yes.
So it's been, what did we have first? The Maverick, the bust up, and now the online footballer. Yeah. Do you think, here's a question for you guys to start with.
Oi, oi.
Do you think that if football clubs could have foreseen how social media would have evolved, they would have made a decision to say, if you're going to be a footballer at this club, you can't go on social media?
I think they tried to do that at the start, but then, you know, people like Mendy, they just extend their brand, don't they? I mean, being great.
I don't think Mendy's a problem, though.
No, but the thing is, I mean, actually, Mendy's a huge asset to Man City.
Yeah.
Because you can see that they in particular have made this real concerted effort to be really good on social media, because the Premier League in particular is such a big thing now that there is this sort of online battleground to try and attract fans from other countries,
yes.
Where you know it's not
it's
necessarily based
that,
on your region.
It?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So yeah. I think they would have approached it differently. I don't think they would have banned players from using it, though.
It's as football has kind of moved away from the, you know, lads on the park kind of aesthetic, where we could not be further away from a footballer now. They're so kind of so when we hear about them playing Fortnite, or we, you know, see a video from Man City, for example. I remember Carlos Tevez and Mario Balotelli doing like wrapping presents and stuff. We see these videos and we see a glimpse of I think it was Balotelli wrapping a present. I think Carlos Tevez says, this is why people think you're stupid, Mario, because you can't wrap a present.
Right.
And it's like this beautiful glimpse that we get from from these footballers that we wouldn't usually get.
Because you say that, you're absolutely right. We're so far removed from, say, footballers on one hand. But on another hand, we have more insight to them.
Yeah.
Because we have more videos. We have more these things that you're saying behind the scenes kind of stuff, which you wouldn't have years ago. But yet, years ago, your footballer might walk into your local pub and have a drink and have a chat with
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And access to footballers and their personalities is obviously fascinating. And social media enables that. But it's easy to forget that when football was massive, sort of post-Premier League inception, but before internet and social media, so 92, 93 to say 2007-ish, there was really no access to footballers at all. Mm. I mean, you'd probably get, I mean, I suppose around that time, you might, towards the end of that period, you would have got camera phones and you would have seen your mate who he bumped into a player or whatever. But beyond that, I mean, there was nothing at all.
Yeah,
now, although we do get a very, most of the time, managed, presented version of footballers, because I would say even that Tevez Balotelli thing, possibly not because of the two players involved, but by and large, that's probably going to be signed off by someone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, it'll be signed off. But I think what I like.
So we're not actually seeing. So what I'm saying is, we're not actually seeing them.
It's coiffured, isn't it?
Yes. It's curated essentially. Mm. But I mean, I can't really think of any players that are unfiltered to through social media to the public. But that's probably just because too many players by now have got their cocks out or done something stupid, and it's ruined it for everyone else, I guess.
I do think that social media in its current state in 2018, it'll only get tidier, because there are some kind of outliers. Like, we've talked about Patrice Evra in previous things, him slapping the chicken.
He's retired now, really.
Yeah, but he's always been quite outspoken, and he's always been a bit mad on social media.
Yeah.
People like Sol Campbell, the new boss of Miles.
Yeah, that's different though, isn't it? But it's fascinating.
But you get like a glimpse of their kind of psyche, just simply because they can't hide that. You can't PR Sol Campbell's mad soliloquies. You can't PR Patrice Evra getting salmonella. You can't tidy that up.
I still slightly disagree, because both those players are in a position now where they're probably not going to have club-related liaisons, because most of Sol Campbell's stuff, well, in fact, all of it's going to have been done after he retired, before he took that job. And Patrice Evra really, I know he's a bit of a renegade, but he's always been, I mean, he's been semi-retired for a couple of years. Really.
But I would say it's only going to get tidier. I mean, players that are in, I'm trying to think of a current player who is quite mad on social media. Hatton Ben Arfa, I mentioned that
in this
one. But yeah, Mendy's a good one. He's just unfiltered, he's fun-loving, and we just get a little bit more of that player. And that's how players become cult heroes, when they can't get on the pitch for whatever reason.
But it is interesting. Going all the way back to Luke's point about what would clubs do. I mean, Mendy's brilliant on social media, and you know, posted all sorts of photos when he was out with a long term injury. But Mendy's that type of character. It was one of the big reasons why they signed him. Yes, for his ability and so on. But he lifts the dressing room.
Yeah.
He's very crucial to the kind of community feel at the club, even just within the team. So you can almost trust him because he's not a nutter. You know, in a negative kind of way. So off you go on social media, you'll further the club's reach globally and all that kind of stuff and blah, blah, blah.
The problem is when someone comes along as a team out of it, he's a complete dickhead.
Exactly.
Says, why can't I do it as well?
Well, what do you do? So you do, because clubs may well have done back in the day, said, right, if you want to join our club, you know, you can't have a Twitter account. That's written in your contract. But of course, players with millions of followers, the account is managed by Nike or Adidas or something like that. You can't do it. It's too tangled. So you've just sort of got to hope for the best in one sense. But it's right. You might have to employ in the future one rule for that player, because he can be trusted.
Does that not infringe on their human rights, just on a very fundamental level? I'll be in your contract but...
Well, I wonder in 5 years, 10 years or something like that, what the state of play will be. Mm. I mean, we know that Victor Anichebe doesn't tweet often from his own account. When he tweeted from his account, can you tweet something like, unbelievable support yesterday and great effort by the lads.
This is Daily Blind.
Someone has copy and pasted that and not thought about it.
After it, Daily Blind fell afoul of that as well. So that's obviously a very common thing. But it's changed a lot, even in the short time, relatively speaking, that we've been doing the podcast. And I think a good example of how this used to be before social media was so prevalent was, do you remember Moritz Vols' website?
Oh, yeah, Vols.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so Moritz Vols, the former Fulham and Arsenal defender, he just had a website just about what he liked.
Yeah.
And because he was very popular amongst the Fulham fans, because he used to ride his fold-up bike to home games.
That's
didn't
right.
He was very sort of environmentally
He used to go
conscious.
Around with charity buckets and try and for good causes and all that.
He did. Nice. And his website, I think it had a little song. It was "I'm a German in West London" that played as you read it. And he spoke about how he liked to bake a cake before.
This is very
games
MySpace here.
It was very MySpace.
Any animated GIFs?
Little dancing MC Hammers with the baggy trousers.
With his head on, obviously.
Sometimes social media and footballers don't mix to the point where we see one of the greatest players of all time reduced to a laughing stock by tweeting something like, Thank you all for participating in the CR7 Boys Underwear Competition.
Oh, no.
It's been a real pleasure to see all of your photos.
Oh, no.
Which is something that Cristiano Ronaldo literally tweeted on his own official account.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, Phil Neville had a classic as well, didn't he? I mean, what he meant to tweet, this is just when he'd taken, became sort of assistant manager at Valencia. What he meant to tweet in Spanish was morning. Early morning run on the beach to start the day. But what he actually tweeted in Spanish was ejaculation on the beach to start the morning.
Either or.
Oh, fizzer.
Either way, it's gonna de-stress you, isn't it?
That's how we got the name Fizzer. But, yeah.
just
don't get it on a crab.
That. Yeah. Creepiest thing about that is you're going to hear it in a whisper, aren't you?
Yeah.
Try that again in a whisper.
Like he's doing it from a wardrobe. What
ejaculation
about
on the beach to start the morning.
No one could.
That was a nice joke about the crab, Peter, by the way.
No one could forget Jolyon Lescott.
Oh, that was amazing.
I'm not one for tweeting after games, whether it's good, bad or indifferent. But I would like to apologise for the performance today, personally and collectively. Liverpool are and were better than us today, but that doesn't excuse mine and the team's lack of commitment for the 90 minutes. Again, apologies to the fans. I would like to add that the tweet sent out from my account involving the picture of a car was totally accidental and happened while I was driving and my phone was in my pocket.
I'm sorry, but how has his arse managed to
Google something?
Yeah.
My mate's mum always rings me with her phone.
Tell us more.
I just hear this like noising. And I know it's always Alex's mum. That's very strange.
There's another favourite of mine, just quickly before we nip off for a break, is Romelu Lukaku back in 2013.
Right.
He tweeted, just had some kids doing trick or treat at my door. It's the first time it's ever happened in my life. And FIFA got involved and replied saying, what did you do? And he replied, just gave him some Kit Kats.
What a bizarre exchange.
Is that, I promise you.
What did you do? FIFA asking that.
Like, yeah, FIFA said, what did you do? And he said, I gave him some Kit Kats.
All right.
Right, okay.
It's nice.
Maybe FIFA had
you
read
the... You expected something dirty, dancing.
No, maybe FIFA had read the Cristiano Ronaldo post and feared for the worst.
Yeah, here we go, yeah.
Let's say, did they vote for Qatar for the World Cup? All right, more chat about online footballers after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In German, it's tatsächlich Liebe, love actually. But the Santa Claus killed it because he used it on the stairs. Turkey.
Welcome back to the 12 Rambles of Christmas.
Yeah, it's just baffling, isn't
everybody.
It?
Yeah.
Just Jürgen Klopp mentioning things about Christmas.
I bet he loves Christmas, Jürgen Klopp.
I bet.
If it's one, I'll tell you what.
He dresses up as Santa Claus. Yeah.
I was going to say, we can divert very, very quickly. I would say that Jürgen Klopp is the most likely current Premier League manager to dress up as Santa for his kids.
Yeah.
And Nuno
just
Santa.
Tear down the stairs in the morning.
Nuno Santa.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other takers? Mourinho's not doing it.
No. I reckon
you cannot dress up as Santa and wander around your hotel.
I reckon for grandson and granddaughter, Neil Warnock.
Yeah.
I reckon he'd do it.
Yeah.
He would do it.
Manuel Pellegrini would look good as Santa.
But would he do it?
Time.
I think he would.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you know what? I'll tell you who else
Santa
would do
Claus that got me on 25th of December.
Do you know who else would do it?
Go on.
David Wagner. His yeah. Klopp's doing it.
Yeah.
They call me Father Wanker.
Yeah. Some players are pretty good on social media, though. I'm thinking Peter Crouch.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. That's because he's obviously a quite an intelligent,
charismatic
funny
man.
I love that photo of
his
him.
His podcast, shit.
Oh, right.
No, he's not. He's not.
I love that photo
I'm
of
Peter
him feeding the giraffes on holiday.
Yeah.
And the caption said, "Summer for me is about spending time with my family."
That's great.
That's brilliant.
So, you must be a particularly sort of enthusiastic consumer of footballers
if
online.
If Pete was a footballer in this age, he'd be...
fired.
In all sorts of trouble.
his reputation fired. Would be bigger than his actual reputation as a player,
yeah.
I think, by now.
Yeah. Well, Emmanuel Frimpong.
Yeah.
Frimpong.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about players like sort of instructing like a team to sort of do something. Raheem Sterling did that back in the day in 2016. Instagrammed this for me, saying off to Sweden for our friend against Arsenal. That's quite nice.
It's so funny when that happened. Yeah.
Remember when Wayne Rooney went on Twitter and tried to fight himself?
What? I don't.
8th of May 2011, he just replied to himself at Wayne Rooney, "I'll put you asleep within 10 seconds, you little girl. Don't say stuff and not follow up on it. I'll be waiting."
Wow.
You're waiting for some time.
I was going to say, he's going to get
across a mirror.
He's going to get more wound up, isn't he? Yeah.
This does sort of count because he used to be a professional footballer as well. Mm. Curtis Woodhouse.
Right.
Really highly rated young player. Yeah. I think moved from Sheffield United to Birmingham. Didn't work out for him. Changed and became a boxer.
Mm.
And we interviewed him for a Ramble Meet, so I met him, lovely chap, but clearly, like, very obviously hard.
Yeah.
Right? He was a footballer, he's now a boxer, he's hard.
Yeah.
Right? And he was getting stick from someone on Twitter who's repeatedly calling him a pussy, all this stuff that stupid people say on Twitter, while he was a boxer.
Mm.
And Curtis Woodhouse got very fed up about it and ended up essentially going to the man's house. taking a photo of the outside of his house.
Oh no.
Saying, what time do you finish work or whatever?
Oh man.
Sat in his Range Rover.
So funny.
Nothing happened, nothing physical happened, but it was almost like a bit of a lesson to like an online troll.
Yeah.
But on the Wayne Rooney thing, a more innocent, but I would argue equally as funny version of the Wayne Rooney thing is Dean Windass.
Which is, yeah.
How you doing, mate? You okay? Replies to himself, yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
That's the thing, though, as well. What I love about that, right?
I want to say Andy Gorham.
Best thing about it, Jim, can I just say, it was only 24 minutes later.
Yeah.
Just like it was months ago and he forgot. Yeah.
But another great example of that is Rob Earnshaw recently was tweeting about...
Rob Earnshaw.
He said something along the lines of, is it not more likely that the first sort of alien interaction with our planet would not be the aliens themselves, but their technology? Now, that's a perfectly reasonable thing to just sort of...
A little bit sixth form, kind of.
But the context of that person also being a footballer just immediately makes it funny.
Yeah, it does.
Because you just don't expect, rightly or wrongly, and probably wrongly, even on this show, when we talk about football all the time, we pigeonhole footballers into being certain types of people.
Yeah.
And much the same as we talked about the Mavericks in episode one of this series, it's out of the ordinary when they become different, when they're not like that. I mean, well, one of the players we could have talked about on the Mavericks thing is Matthew Flamini, who's got this idea of running this business which does environmentally friendly...
That's biofuels,
yeah,
isn't it?
Biofuels. Yeah, biofuels.
It's an acid, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, we don't think of players having those kind of interests.
Mm.
So it is interesting to get an insight because, I mean, sadly, old enough to remember very clearly the idea that a football player like, I don't know, back in the 90s or whatever, Steve McManaman, going to buy a pint of milk just seems like, what?
Yeah.
They're like aliens from another planet.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Footballers, how can they do that? It'd be the same as thinking about David Bowie going to get a pint of milk. Yet now, every 5 minutes, some of them are posting videos of them singing along with their kids in their car to songs and stuff. So it's very different.
It is very different. And we talked about bust-ups last time. Well, people can have a few bust-ups on Twitter, as we say, and people can have the last word. And I'm thinking Chico Flores, Big Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Because you remember when Big Sam lost the England job? Chico Flores just...
tweeted.
There was a lot of emojis with sunglasses, all that kind of stuff. After Big Sam, of course, laughed at him. And I thought Big Sam was fair when he laughed at Flores for diving and so on. But, you know, I'm not picking sides.
Another great sort of insight into exactly what when a person is completely how you imagine them to be is the great Glenn Hoddle, of course. You know, we wish a full and speedy recovery, still recovering from his heart attack.
Mm.
He signs off every tweet with the sunglasses emoji.
Does he still do that?
Yeah,
nice.
Every tweet.
That's DG. Nice.
You can imagine him do that. It's like, DG!
Oh, DG!
How has it taken 16 minutes for DG to come out?
David Gold.
David Gold once, actually, now you've mentioned it, DG, he once... He once tweeted, welcome to the club, Pedro Obiang, great signing. Tweeted a picture of Angelo Ogbonna.
Oh, so, don't like to see that.
No.
DJ Sun, who runs the ladies team, the women's team, there's some wonderful David
Brent. Grandson?
Oh, maybe his grandson, yeah. He's way too good for that. but he's went, I'm not going to wear some clothes, I want to get a job. And the video about him talking about the football team that he manages is hilarious. Well, he's the chairman
north
of.
North or south of Brendan Rodgers?
Oh, it's north. Definitely north.
What would Brendan do on social media? I'm thinking Facebook motivational quotes.
Yeah. Like kind of like a scene of a like a beach.
Yeah, definitely.
Beach. Inspirational quotes.
Yeah, beach scenes with inspirational quotes that make absolutely no sense when you see them for even a moment.
I can imagine him doing, after a defeat, getting on Facebook, doing... it's not about avoiding the storms. It's about learning how to dance in the rain. Yeah.
And every tweet ending with... Okay.
So I think something we've maybe overlooked here a bit is you don't really see them so much now as social media becomes so prevalent and things are almost built into this. But footballers' websites, Andrea Shavins was a notable example.
Do players still have individual websites now?
I think the big guys do, but I think they most of them just kind of make do with Twitter and Facebook. And
I think it was one of those things where it felt like like they should have them, but now it's maybe not so prevalent. But Andrea Shavins had a Q&A thing that he used to actually maintain as well. And a couple of highlights I've got here is a question: do you use hair gel? If you do, what type do you use? What's your favorite hairstyle? And he answers, I don't have an ad contract with any hair gel producer. I use water before the game. A lot depends on water chemical composition. The idea of him spending his free time doing this is amazing to me.
He's been talking to Flemming.
Yeah, absolutely. A classic as well. Question. Andre, are you frightened of bears? Andre, on the contrary, I like bears.
Oh, nice.
Three words for you, chaps. Andy Carroll's Bebo.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Oh, Dele Alli's MySpace as well.
Oh, was there?
Him looking like a little thin, very thin child.
Well, Dele Alli's very prevalent on social media. I mean, he starts trends where he's
The finger thing.
Yeah,
in the eyes.
His sort of hand up to his face, which confuses most of the public over a certain age. Best which ever, I include myself in, sadly.
And me. Best ever use of a hashtag by a footballer's got to be Grant Holt when requesting a transfer from, I think, Norwich. Hashtag loved my time.
Yeah.
Did he?
if we're getting to strikers, chat shit get banged.
Yes, that's Facebook. You don't see as much on Facebook.
Well, Berbatov used to have a Facebook fan page and he used to post pictures he'd drawn. Remember, he's quite a good artist.
Right.
And he used to draw some self-portraits.
Which footballer was it who tweeted or maybe put on Facebook, which was a ramble trope for a bit, that's what football do, dear?
I can't remember. Yeah, it might have been. Yeah.
I think an honourable mention as well has to go to Darius Fassell's sad blog.
Oh, about his move to
Ankara Gucu.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in Turkey, and he was greeted like a hero, wasn't he?
He was.
And then he just started blogging about how he was lonely and they weren't paying.
I love that on this show, this episode, me, Pete, and Marcus have been all about the Twitter, the social media. Jim's just been websites. Blogs.
There's a history to this, and it's new.
Yeah,
I want to make sure this stuff doesn't get forgotten.
No, but that's important, Jim, because. We've sort of gone from footballers had no presence online, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and now they're tweeting and they've got millions of followers. No,
and it's not just come from nowhere.
No, exactly. There was a huge period in between, as you say, with the websites and this, that.
I've seen certain beloved national treasures, I'm not going to mention them here, on Twitter, clicking like on certain pornographic pictures on Twitter. Always go down a footballer's like, see what they're up to.
Why are you looking at me?
What?
All right.
National treasure.
Can I? True. I never will be. Can I
national trust site.
Wrap this up by saying that if
like Blackheath all those plague pits.
All right.
Like a Blackheath plague pit, that lad.
Carry on, Luke.
Drink the water.
I was just going to say, if Brendan Rodgers had a MySpace, the song on his MySpace would probably be You're Beautiful by James Blunt.
Surely, if you don't know, be my nail.
Yeah.
That'll be it. I just like to end by saying, I had spaghetti and it was very nice. I enjoyed it. That was
Victor Wanyama. Yeah, Wanyama is very good.
Yes. Yeah.
Love that. Love that, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of our 12 Rambles of Christmas in association with Bet365. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow to discuss another fabulous topic from football.
Season's greetings and a happy new year.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.